me while I whip this out.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV. I want to say, Dan, we're like 160-something episodes in at this point with Exotica TV. So thank you for joining us.
Hold on, I'm going to do some quick math. Carry the one. This is our 42nd Happy Hour-ish.
Damn, Dan. I'm impressed.
42.
For those who have not joined us in 42 shows, my name is Jay. I am the host of Exotica TV with my co-host, my buddy, the one, the only, Mr. Dan. What's happening, Danny boy?
What's up, kids? So, Jay, you've been losing your shit all week.
Oh, dude.
I'll do the abridged version. He calls me like Sunday after the Super Bowl, like a couple days later. His car was broken into, and his backpack with all his shit but his laptop, his work backpack, was taken out.
My whole life. Everything
in his whole life. He was very sad about that. Then he calls me yesterday with this woeful tale of how he can't find it. He lost his wallet, but he found that. It was buried in snow at his in-law's house.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year. So that's been Jay losing his shit. But he didn't lose anything on cryptocurrency because...
we're rich, bitch! That's it. We're taking it off. Exotica's never coming back. We're retiring on our Ethereum purchase earlier in the year. For those of you that don't know, we had collected...
the thing right down here. Look, follow that thing.
$100. And by the way, we're going to have some CAM professionals on. They're going to tell us everything that we do wrong, how to collect money. Because we collected $100. $100 so far. And I had a genius idea 3 months ago maybe. I rolled it all into Bitcoin, baby. I put it into cryptocurrency. I rolled the dice. I let it fly. And you know what happened, Dan? We 5x our money so far, baby. So Now,
so guys, you see that like little, for those watching, you see this little thing on the bottom that says just a tip. Basically, we'll put your shit up on the air. And this is going out to millions.
Maybe trillions of people right now. Maybe hundreds of trillions.
I mean, we have 1.4 million followers on Twitter alone. So everyone that's following us, if they all simultaneously logged on, your name could be lights to 1.4 million people.
Everywhere. Right in the middle of the street.
Whatever the girls' followers are, right? But you could donate there to streamlabs.com/exotica. And we say donate because tip is really not a good term for what we need. Your money.
Give us your tip.
Give us your money. Give us your money. Just a tip.
Yeah. No, I want it.
So you give that. And we basically have made in 42 episodes, but we didn't start this from the beginning. But we've made over $100.
That's right. And Dan?
Now it's worth $500.
Guess $576.
Nice.
Yes.
As Tommy Gunn would say, nice.
Nice. So it's actually nearing more than what we made on Mr. Zilla. So anyways, moving on.
We get a steak dinner now at at freaking Chili's.
Yeah. We're going big, Dan. Big time.
Fancy dinner at Chili's. Maybe even apps.
Huge. It's huge.
Huge. So we have a action packed show here. It's
I hope not to lose anything in the next 60 minutes.
Including our fucking,
my mind.
Our Instagram. I mean, well, we already lost our Instagram, so if anybody can get that back, you can do that. But we'll get into that. Jay, I promise not to talk about, but later on we gotta give a tribute to somebody who is there. And by the way, if you're watching this, Steve Hovecki. Steve works with us. If anybody's ever been to Exotica, Jersey or Portland, he's one of our security guys, works over at Spotlight, helps guard a lot of the girls at the shows. And Steve contracted COVID. And, dude, he's a fucking big dude. I mean,
big, healthy, strong-ass, young dude.
Oh, young. He's not growing up.
I mean, young enough. Middle-aged? Middle-aged.
I think he's older than you.
Well, like I said.
Might be almost my age.
Young, dashing. With salt and pepper.
But anyway, he's in the fucking hospital right now with blood clots in his lungs and shit. So get well soon, brother.
Yeah, get well, Steve. We miss you, man. We miss all those guys. I'm fucking ready for Exotica. We're slowly but surely. Wear your goddamn mask. We'll be there soon. That's my PSA.
But hey, and get your vaccine when you can, if you can. I'm trying to get it.
Get your COVID injection.
I'm old and shit, so I need it.
Get your injection.
Damn. I'm 137 years old.
190. He's gotten older since COVID started.
I used to not have gray. But anyway, let's bring in our guest.
Let's do it, Dan.
So we have two lovely ladies from the CAM OnlyFans
Adult world. Porno.
Both are, you know, killing it right now. So we have our theories about that, but we probably won't. It's too soon to talk about that. But
I think Triple one of them killed on. Jeff.
Let's bring him in. Please welcome to the Happy Hour-ish, Aria Carson and Baby Girl Bella.
Hey!
What's up, ladies?
Hi.
Oh, you had a robe on before, Aria. Aria was like, you know, had a robe on. She was like doing her hair and makeup. And
we just saw the like 15-minute transformation all live. It was amazing. Or not live, but we got to see it. Dan and I do that, but it happens between 4 and 4:15. We both come downstairs. We throw our makeup on real quick and like, but yeah.
So this is a happy hour-ish, so grab your drinks if you have it.
Cheers.
And we will give a toast to this COVID shit. If you want to smoke, you can do that too, Bella.
You want to vape? I mean,
I'll do both. How's that?
I'm 100% sober.
Look good. Good.
Oh, you are? Good for you. Yeah. Okay, I'll drink some water then too. I'll smoke some. Who asked if they could vape before?
This is water. Aria. This is water too. It's totally water.
That's weed.
Yeah.
Smoke them. That's whiskey.
I don't judge.
And that's water.
I don't judge either. I just quietly do it.
All right. So anyway, welcome to the show, ladies. Thanks for joining us here. How are you guys doing?
Gung Hei Fat Choi, everybody. Hi. It's Chinese New Year.
It's the year of the ox.
It is.
Yay.
I do my research, Jay.
I'm impressed, Dan. I'm married to a Chinese girl, and I don't
know. I only know that because, you know why? Because I saw your wife's fucking Facebook post, Happy New Year, and it had a cartoon, and I'm like, what fucking animal is that? And then I realized on the bottom it says a fucking ox.
There you go.
It looked like fucking Bullwinkle.
Which is better than like the rat or the crab.
No.
Right? Is there a crab? I don't know. I know is I'm a horse, which is kind of lame. Do you guys know what your Chinese monthly symbol is or whatever?
No, I want to know.
You mean like yearly?
Yeah, the yearly thing. Sorry.
I don't remember, to be honest.
Let me see.
You believe in all that zodiac shit? Because like when people start talking about that crap, it drives you crazy.
Like not at all.
Wait, Aria was gonna say something. We can't hear you, Aria.
Oh no!
Why is Aria muted?
Why are you muted, Aria? Hit your
Where'd
mute.
Where'd you go?
We can see you. We just can't hear you.
It says you muted yourself.
Unmute yourself. Take your AirPods out for a sec.
See if I can unmute.
Let's see.
Hear me?
We can hear you, Bella.
Okay.
Nope. Aww. Oh no, Aria. No.
Where did she go? Come back.
Take your AirPods out.
Did we ever hear her?
Yeah, we did. And she might have muted herself when she was.
Disconnect your AirPods.
Just dial back in. We'll add you in and see if it resets it.
Dial back in.
I have something to say. So I'm a very esoteric person and super spiritual and stuff like that. So zodiac stuff is kind of just like permission slips that we give ourselves, just like this is the type of personality you are and everything. Because especially with personalities, you can literally change who you are and make a different personality.
Hi.
So just being like, yay.
Now I can hear you. Yay.
So it's kind of, is it kind of just like the like, it's the bullshit side of it?
Yeah, because it's like, I can sit here, like, I'm a Pisces, and right. I do have, like, Pisces, like, tendencies, but it's also stuff that you can, like, untrain yourself of, like, oh, Pisces are really emotional, like, so are, you know, so
it's a very
women,
blanket
so
statement to be able to, like, it's almost like it's like the cliff notes of, like, what that type of stuff is. By the way,
GM Frosty,
throwing in big. That $10, we're going to make it. I'm going to invest that. We're going to be 11. At least 12 by tomorrow. So if you want to tell me what year you were born, I will tell you what animal you are.
I don't know about that information.
Wait, Aria said 1988.
No, 1998.
Oh, 98. I was going to say, I've lost all concept of time.
You are a tiger, so there you go. She already knew her.
Jay, what about you guys? Ready? Go ahead, get ready to make fun of me. 1967.
Oh my God, dude! I'm sorry. Actually, they did not have these Chinese symbols back then. They've been invented since then.
They had not invented animals yet. God had not created them.
They actually, You're a pterodactyl. That's crazy. I've never seen that before.
At least I'm not a year of the hawk.
You're a monkey, my friend. A monkey.
I'm not a cat.
You're not a cat. You're not a cat. You're a monkey.
Oh my God.
I don't know how we got into this. I love it. So I did not. I am married to a Chinese girl. I'm like the whitest white guy from northern Vermont. Like, no, you know, I lived in the country, whatever. And I live now in Philadelphia, and my wife is from Philadelphia. And what the most amazing thing has been, like, being introduced to the Chinese culture of, like, all of this. So, like, Chinese New Year this year sucks because you're fully, like, locked down. Or not fully locked down, but not able to get together. But, like, dude, all the red pockets for New Year's, and, you know, you give them to people that aren't married yet. It's great when you're not married. When you get married, it fucking sucks because all of a sudden it goes from collecting money to, like, giving money out. All the food, the vegetarian breakfast or, like, New Year's Day breakfast that they do. I love that shit. And I'm a cheeseburger and french fry kind of guy, but, like, I'm happy to be in Chinatown too.
Cheeseburger.
I have a question.
Sure.
Why does the Chinese New Year start differently than our typical New Year?
I would just, I don't know the answer to that. I could take my best guess at it, but I would just say that it was developed just at a different time and with a different, you know, area of the country that, or of the,
well, the Chinese, the Chinese year is different than is not 365 days, right? Or back
it's a repetitive period. Similar to what our 365 days is. So, like, but it's also at the same time not set. It's not, like, put it this way. It's not January 22nd every year. Sometimes it's early February. Sometimes it's like late January. So I'm going to guess it's maybe like more of a lunar thing.
So the Chinese, yeah, it's a lunar solar year. And the traditional calendar is about 353 to 355 days and 12 months. With a 385 day leap year consisting of an extra month every 3 years. Dude, fucking that Chinese math is fucking hard.
Well, what gets even crazier is people who, like, so my wife's parents, if you ask them how old they are, they're based off of they're from China, and they're like, their New Year is their New Year. So there are times of the year where they'll tell you that they're a certain age, but by our US standards, they're a year older or a year younger. That makes sense. So yeah, it's very interesting.
See, who knew that this was an educational program?
Seriously. That's...
So, where are you guys? So, Aria, where are you, like, right now? What state? Besides Stone.
California.
state of Stone.
I like it. So, you're in California. And, Bella, where are you?
I'm also in California.
Oh,
so
man.
You guys could be neighbors. Do you guys know each other off of camera?
No.
So surprise. I wonder if you guys, like... Wouldn't that be awesome if this was, like, Melrose Place and you guys lived in the same building?
Man, I wish. I live in the suburbs, and it's all just, like, families. And I'm like, hey.
So, yeah, so
are you in the valley?
No, I'm in San Diego.
All right, so when you're walking out of families or whatever, I have to say, like, you definitely, if you were to walk out the door like that, I have to imagine that, like, some faces might melt, some, like, really big smiles on some neighborhood kids. Like, so do you kind of, like, lay low and slide in, or are you just kind of, like, kicking the door?
I have a fucking pink Tesla, so I'm not that laying low, so.
That's very good. She's like, she does really well with Mary Kay. I don't know. It's.
Yeah. Somebody asked me that.
I could imagine.
I mean, I don't honestly, like, I talk to the neighbors, but not, you know, I just say hi and everything like that. But honestly, when I'm, like, going in and out, I'm usually, like, in workout clothes or something like that. Yeah, I'm not like, hey, guys.
No, it's funny because I realized that with our shows, like, we would, you know, Thursday night when everybody's getting into town and you start, you know, knowing people and running into them, it's so much different. You know, people have this assumption that you roll 24 hours a day, you know, full out, dressed up, makeup done, everything done.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, you don't, that's not how that works.
No.
Yeah. Neither does Dan. Dan only gets made up for the show. Other than that, that's it. Just sweatpants and a wife beater.
Aria, you've only been doing this, you just actually celebrated your year in the business, right? Is that theater cat?
It's a porniversary, Dan. It's a porniversary.
Your first porniversary. Actually, it really does say that here. You just celebrated your first porniversary. And now, did you start an OnlyFans? Because I know you do a free and a paid OnlyFans.
Yeah, I started an OnlyFans in like May of 2019, or I think maybe January, May. So it was a few months before I like started porn. But I love my OnlyFans.
So you're like your only porn experience is through coronavirus, like through like the pandemic of a year, basically.
And did the pandemic drive you to porn?
Oh, no. I was doing porn a little bit before the pandemic. I started in July 2019, the end of July.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. The porniversary. I'd never actually heard that term, so.
I like that term.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you learned something. Jay, educational program.
You learn something new every day.
What do you put down for our SBA loan? Put down, we do an educational program.
Oh, trust me. I already ham up the educational portion of Exotica. I mean, to our defense, we have 50 seminars that run throughout the 3 days of the show, and we have, you know, nationally known sexperts that come in and do that stuff. There's also the other stuff. So, like, you know, if somebody asks, it's like, we are an educational sex event.
And then Belle, you also have OnlyFans. So you have two accounts. You have a sex tapes account and a slutty sister taboo account. Please describe.
I need to know the breakdown of these.
Because we've been doing this show for 42 weeks, and I've never heard of a sex tape account or a slutty sister taboo account.
Okay, so I mean, I have my main account that has, you know, solo and sex tapes. That is just, you know, more based for me. But then I have my, you know, my slutty sister account that's for people that are more geared towards the whole stepbrother, stepsister, like taboo types of pornography.
Interesting. So that's, I mean, which is obviously it only takes you one trip to Pornhub to realize that like the stepbrother, stepsister thing is like,
it's a thing.
It's literally like half the videos at this point. It's crazy.
I used to write titles and stuff and descriptions for Vivid videos. And you know, even back when I was doing, you know, with Club Jay, when we were doing, we had our little delve into cable and shit like that. And on cable, you can only put certain things. So Vivid TV, Jay and I, like, this whole thing kind of came about before COVID, the idea for it at least. But, you know, COVID kind of forced us to do it. But it was, you know, that we used to do on the Sunday of Exotica, we would do a show on Vivid Radio on Sirius XM.
I'll let Dan do the story. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. I gotta go.
You gotta go pee?
Yeah, I already gotta pee. I'll be back.
All right. Jay's gotta pee again. Jesus Christ. He's got the bladder of a freaking whatever. But anyway, so we would do the show over there, and we'd have to, during the commercials, we'd have to, and tonight on Vivid TV, you know, catch, and it was always these crazy, like, taboo videos. Like, you know, like borderline incest, though, you know? It's like, you can't say sister or cousin or anything like that. Like, step-cousin, step-brother, stepmother, you know, all that. So, I mean, like, that's like a big thing, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And it's because it's like, could be one video, but then you put like, oh yeah, it was my stepdad. And it's like, oh my God, yeah. But honestly, that's, to me, that's the whole thing of porn. At the end of the day, it's some variation of having sex, but it's like the whole story of it where it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that.
So where do you draw the line? So Aria, where do you draw the line? I mean, obviously, you know, look, we'll leave out, because the other thing we weren't allowed to talk about was poop. But, I mean, I know, let's keep the obvious out of there, right? And, yeah, let's keep the bestiality, and that kind of stuff out of there. What is your, like, where, Aria, what is your thing, like you say, because I know you just did Sugar Babes 2 for, like, Raw Attack on VOD, right? What is your, where do you just say, like, you know what, I'm not going to do this ever?
Just, like, extreme, anything that's like brought to the extreme and overly
like belladonna level, like baseball bat in your butt type of thing.
Yeah
they have no idea who belladonna is.
I know.
What'd you say?
I said you guys probably have no idea who belladonna was
or I'll is. Have to Google.
Bad See? Reference. I am too DJ? Old to be able to. Yeah, I know.
Jay, you're old. You're officially old.
I'm slowly showing my age.
Mm-hmm. You've jumped the speed bump.
I know.
You jumped the buffet line. So that's crazy. So, I mean, it's just, look, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Is like, I mean, because you just see so much stuff out there. When I was doing these titles, I mean, there was just like, there's crazy shit. And the internet just takes stuff over the fucking top.
Well, but the beauty of it is now is that all the custom stuff, like with OnlyFans and My Free Cams and Chatterbait and all the cam companies. And, you know, it, there's people, you fit in whatever niche you put yourself in, right? And so, like, if you don't do the weird, crazy shit, like, then there's somebody that's like, I'm your weird, crazy shit chick, you know? And so everybody's got, like, no longer do, when Dan started, it was reel to reel. But when I came in, it went to like VHS,
great.
Maybe DVD.
And they came out to talk.
No, and it was like, there were like 10 girls. You're like, here they are. which one like fits your desire? Whereas well, now,
like,
the internet's like, hey, here's 10,000, you know? And everybody finds their...
Well, imagine their now, niche. Like when I was at Genesis Magazine, we used to do Genesis Hot 100 every year. And it was ranked the 100 top porn stars. Imagine doing that now.
Yeah.
It would be impossible.
It would be so hard.
Speaking of OnlyFans, so on which account is it, and I think it was you, Bella, right, where you actually rate dicks for money?
Both of them, baby.
Anywhere. I'll do it anywhere. At any time. This brings up a really interesting point, because the last couple of weeks we talked about somebody brought up big dick, like big dick energy. And then there was like, then the conversation became like, every guy has a certain dick energy. You know, it's like, you can get like, is he like a, you know, like a short but stubby kind of guy? Is he like, you know, the big guy? Like, is he tiny? Is he this? No. So I'm amazed by like, A, people that want to have the, you know, have it evaluated, and B, the different categories of the dick energy that's out there. I've thought a lot about this. I spend it like late at night. I think about it. I talk to Dan. He breathes heavy on the phone. I finish. We keep moving.
That's because I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So what's the question here, Dan? Where are we at with this?
Yeah.
No, I wanted to, dude, you just broke into that. I mean, we were talking elaborate? About elaborate on that.
Okay. So, honestly, it's a big money maker. Guys really want you to look at their dick pics or video.
How many times a week do you rate a dick?
Every day.
Every day. Like at least one dick?
Yeah.
How many dicks a day?
A lot.
Dick.
A plethora. I do a lot of personal engagement on my page. Like I make a lot of my money from like sexting and like dick rates. And that's what it is. It's crazy. Like these guys want you to rate their dick, and then they want you to like sex with them. And like, it's kind of like an appetizer. And it's just, I read a lot of like the psychology of it.
What's
and they're
what's
like,
the highest rating you've ever given a dick?
I don't give dicks 10, man. Like that's unrealistic.
No,
you're like, do you know what like Barstool Pizza reviews? You know the rules? One bite?
No.
You guys live under rocks?
Dude.
No, yeah.
This guy's Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. He goes out and he does pizza reviews, right? And like, I think, what's the highest rating he's ever done, Jay?
I don't know this guy very well. You know him much better than I do.
Dude, Barstool. So the highest rating he's ever given is like low mid nines, right? But he goes out and he rates pizzas, and it's like fucking crazy. But he never gives a 10. Like, one bite. You know the rules? 8.1.
What is a 10, you know? Like
a 10 is,
I don't know. What is a 10? You're the expert.
It's impossible is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And then so it's the aspect of the guys just, you know, they want so funny enough, I used to do dick rates where I was trying to be helpful, because to me it's like, you know, I want to help you take a good dick pic, maybe send this to a lucky lady.
Right.
But then I realized like these guys just want you to fucking be like, oh my God, I want to, you know, do this and that and everything with it, instead of being like, oh, I think this was good lighting, you know, maybe you get more balls in the picture. So I'm like, all right,
maybe give yourself
a
haircut before you take this.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that. This is their fantasy, funny enough, because I read that guys they want dick rates because they want like an honest review, and I'm like, you know, sorry guys, don't come
I
to
think
someone
they just
paying
want
that.
I want they want the sure acknowledgement that you actually looked
their
at their dick.
Yeah.
Like that's what it is. It's like, you know, like so many different things, you know, you can ask for photos of yourself and like they'll send them whatever, but like this one is like, she took the moment to like stop and look at my junk. Like, you
know, what's the lowest one you've ever given?
Oh, I do like not even on the scale because I do like the small penis humiliation as well. So I'm like, oh, your dick's so small, you don't even get a fucking rating.
-3. Next.
Yeah. I love that shit though. Honestly, I started in femdom, and like, it's always a good day when I get to make fun of someone's small dick.
That's amazing.
Aria, have you ever rated dicks on OnlyFans?
Yeah, I have, and there's so many dicks I want to just like be honest about, but I know. Like she said, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
So you're like, fuck. Okay. How do I look at his dick and find something nice about it and compliment that and go off of that? You know.
It's like a lesson in life. Like always look for the good out of everything.
It's the balance between being truthful and being profitable.
And yeah. I try to be like realistic with it too. Like, oh, you know, your dick. You know, it can do this or it can do that or it, you know, like if it's like really small and it's not even insertable, I'm not going to say, oh, it's going to fuck me for hours.
Like, right. It'd be realistic.
Show me how you helicopter that thing. Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God.
Damn. Why don't you ever send me any dick pics?
We have a question. Our cat's curious segment here.
Oh, we do. Okay. Hold on a second. Yeah. Okay.
So whoop. Here we go. A little music. Is. Everybody always dances, dance party. But Kat is my lovely girlfriend. Kat is not in the business, but she always has the most interesting questions. But you know what? She just opened up her own hair salon, so she was too busy to give me a question this week.
You know, through the magic of TV, you could have made that not happen.
We could have made that not happen. But she did ask something like one time, and it was an interesting question, and I think I remembered it. So we'll just figure it out here. But she wanted to know that how, and it's a question from Days of Yore, Jay.
Okay.
How does your on-screen sex life differ from your personal life?
And I'll take that one step farther. Do you learn things on one side that bring into the other?
I'll go first. So. Sure. Porn in general is everything's exaggerated. Like, that's the whole point of it. I mean, in the industry, it's everything is just, like, extra. So it's, like, I'm, like, super, like, kind of – I was like, I'm super good at dirty talk. But, no, people, like, love that shit. And, like, I'm not into that shit in my real sex life because it's, like, we obviously like each other. And, like, I'm just not, like, oh, my God, yeah, your dick's so big, daddy. Like, shove it in me. Like, I just – not my thing, but like obviously that's what guys online want to hear when they're watching porn. That's the whole like, or the fucking moaning and shit, you know. Like I get guys feel good from that, but my partners are probably like, if I was like doing that more, but I'm
like, why
like,
is she so quiet?
Yeah,
are you awake?
Exactly. I'm like,
what's going on?
I'm like
what about
God.
You, Aria?
Shit.
Does it really bother me? I mean. My sex life is pretty slim in my personal life, and it's way crazier on screen because, right. Like she said, it is exaggerated, but I mean, it doesn't bother me too much that it's exaggerated because I know that it's usually for guys that don't get as much sex in their life. So, like, we totally get, like, ham it up, give them that good show, but like she said, yeah, in person. I do look dirty talk. I sadly am like a moaner because some people will be like, you really moan that loud? I'm like, oh God, yeah. It's
always have. Like, never stop.
It's embarrassing. Because I've had guys be like, shut up. It's not a point of like, you know, I'm just like, okay.
I'd be like, get the fuck out of me.
Yeah, okay. And we're done here.
I could say on that aspect, on the whole, like, is it like that? Like, I've always just been like extremely wet and like a super fucking squirter. Like, even before I knew what it was, and like I remember in high school, like my boyfriend's like, "You get so wet," and because he was like young, you know, he was
what is this? This I'm like, different.
Yeah, I'm like, shouldn't that be like a good thing? And then I'm just like, oh man, this is so profitable, you know?
You're like, wait a second, I have powers now that I know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Squirt powers.
Dan squirts too. So
good for you.
Yeah.
I always squirt.
He's a squirter.
I'm a squirter.
Bella has a total Cameron Diaz 1998 thing going.
Oh, I do though.
By the way, because she's got the flip too in her hair. So yeah. Like that was the
Did you use hairspray?
No, straight semen.
Or cream?
No. Yeah. My hair just does its own thing.
You have seen Something About Mary, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. I love that.
Okay. I just want to make sure because you guys... So you guys, did you hear the crazy thing? Did you see that video that went viral this week with the fucking... with the lawyer and the cat?
Yeah.
You want that, me to run? That thing was crazy. You got to show it, Jack.
I'll run it. Let me... let's see. Where do I have it? Oh, there it
so
is.
So that was Cats Curious, brought to you by MrZilla.com. Oh,
yeah, Cats Curious is over with. And Dan's shotgunning right into another part.
Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings.
This
You might want to...
just the eyes alone.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm prepared to go forward with it.
The fact that he's prepared to go forward.
I'm not a cat.
He's not a cat.
I have to say that often.
I can see that.
You can see that. really amazing. Like that was one of the, I was saying earlier, like one of the most wholesome, hilarious, like, you know, most 2020-21 ish thing that I've seen in forever. I was like dying. I got it sent from a million people. I sent it to a million people. But what you ladies don't know is that we actually here at Exotica TV and on Happy Hours, we have a distinct ability to get amazing guests. Amazing. We had
Constantine from American Idol. We had
Bernie Sanders.
Licks the what do you call it? Licked the we had Bernie Sanders. We had the guy who licked the freaking pole in Christmas Story.
We had the two old guys from the Muppets.
We did.
Yep. Yeah. So that was good.
Tyler and Waldorf.
So okay, who do we got? We have dug deep into our contacts, pulled a lot of strings. We were able to get you would not know him by the name of Ron Paughton, but Ron, more famously,
Rod, isn't it?
Rod? No, maybe it's Rod. Rod Paughton. Whatever. Sorry, Rod.
Big Rod.
We were able to get Rod, who is also known as Kitty Cat Lawyer. Hey, Rod, or Mr. Kitty Cat, how you doing over there?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
By the way, I should mention that I had to take Dan off. We can only have four people at a time. What are you looking at? Something? What are you looking at? What are you okay, Kitty Cat?
Yes.
Lawyer cat? You look...
I'm not a cat. I'm actually a lawyer.
We can see that. We can see that. You've had a hell of a week. This has been a probably the biggest week of your nine lives.
I see what you're doing there, but I'm not a cat. I'm a lawyer. I'm a person.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll agree to disagree. In the last week, how has fame really changed? Has it changed you? Have you been able to, have you met other cats? Have you gone out? Have dogs been coming after you as well?
First off, I'm not a cat for the last time, but for some reason, people keep throwing catnip at me and balls of yarn and fish.
Let me ask you this. What about the catnip? Have you partaken at all or Oh, look at your little kitty hands. Like that's nice. Okay.
Okay, so I didn't think that part out really, but I'm not a cat, I'm a person. I'm okay. A lawyer.
Wait, so does catnip still get you high? Yes.
Yes,
it does. I think it does. So as the cat lawyer that you are, where did you go to college? Did you train for this? Like, how does a cat become a lawyer?
I'm not a cat. For the last fucking time, I went to Purdue.
Oh, see, it all makes sense. It really... Oh man, it's amazing. I can only imagine while we're running through your past here, I know who you voted for. I did, don't I?
Who?
You, Mr. Grab him by the pussy. Yeah, admit it. Admit it.
No.
Yes. Okay, you did it once in 2016, but you didn't do it in 2020?
maybe.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes as well. Ladies, do you have any questions? I mean, this is, it's obviously a great opportunity to be able to, oh geez, that catnip, it must be harsh.
You can still hear me cough.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we can.
Oh. Okay.
All right. See, I bet you guys, you never knew that when you were coming on this show tonight, that you would be with such a famous co-guest.
Jay, they're looking at both of us like we're stupid.
I totally don't blame them. I have a list of things that I could run through here, but I, you know what? I think that, you know, I know your time is valuable. I want to keep this show moving. I appreciate you. Would you rather me go, you go by, is it Rod or is it Lawyer Cat or is it Rod Lawyer Cat?
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Okay. Well, Mr. Puss in Boots, thank you so much. We hope you have a fabulous rest of your nine lives, and we look forward to seeing you lawyer again soon. Thank you so much. Oh, there we go. And there's Danny Boy.
There you go.
Nice job, Dan. I'm sorry you missed that interview, but it was the cat. We could only have four people on at a time. Had to have them on.
It was the cat's meal.
Yeah.
So be it.
So there you go. That was my big surprise for the night. Aside from, today's been a weird day. Like, I came up here early. I had a bird smash into my window. I got my car broken into. My backpack got stolen. I lost my wallet on Thursday. Like, I'm usually the most well-planned, like, got shit under control guy. Not this week. This week has been just out the door.
Shit.
Mercury retrograde. Shit.
Is that what it is? See?
Wait, was that your cat?
I saw cat butthole again.
Aria, what's your cat's name?
I have Opal and Oliver, so I have two cats.
Is your cat single, by the way? Because if he is, I know somebody.
Meow.
Yes, my cat is single. Ooh. But he's gay.
Wait, which one?
Well, that's good, because Lawyer Cat is gay too, so we're good.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're gonna hook you guys up, hook you up so hard that your barbed penis is gonna get stuck to each other. Yes, that's a thing.
I have a cat too.
Do you?
Aww. I have a cat too.
Yeah.
Less likely to show its butthole on camera.
He was in here earlier, but he fucks with my shit in here, so I locked him out. His name's Ramsey. He's very fluffy and cute.
Who is your password, Ramsey 123?
Oh, no. You just blew her up. There you go. It's all gone. It's like Donald Trump's Twitter handle being MAGA 2020 or whatever it was.
I have a dog. My dog's name is, ready for this, Pink. Pink.
All makes sense.
Pink. That was,
I got nothing. I have two kids. That's more than I could possibly handle. And our dogs died, and it was like, they did not hit a window, by the way. But they, yeah, once they were gone, it was like, I'm tapping out for a while. I need a pep break. It's tough, man. This year has sucked because we were home constantly, but usually when you're like traveling a bunch and in and out and whatever, like, animals are, you know, they're like children.
Mm-hmm.
How'd your basketball game turn out, Dan?
She's texting me now.
I could tell.
Sorry.
Well,
I'm a dad. I got to deal with that shit sometimes.
Your cat? Is that what you said?
I got cats. I got kids.
You got cats.
Kind of the same thing, except they shit in a toilet, not a litter box.
So,
same thing.
Usually, I don't know. My son lets fly.
When they were younger, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's.
My, you know what's the worst is?
A robot?
Yeah,
they have a robot litter box.
Wait, I just got
it the other day.
What does that mean? Like, is it like Alexa enabled? Clean the litter box.
Alexa, scoop the cat shit.
Oh, so it's got like its own like thing that comes down. See, to me, that's, so I'm not a cat person. I'm allergic to cats too, so that kind of like rules me out.
You hear the cats in the background?
But the thing that I never got with cats was like that you have to have them. Like, kitty litter to me seems like definitely the worst side of cats. Is that right?
Yeah. All the other sides are good besides them. I mean, they're kind of rude sometimes, but I mean, who isn't?
I like that cats have attitude. Dogs, just every dog loves you know, its owner for the most part. And like,
you know, it's awesome.
You gotta like, you know, warm up to a cat.
Yeah, she sleeps with me every night. She's like, when I come home, no matter what, I could be gone for 5 minutes, and it's the best 5 minutes in the world for her when I come home.
Dude,
she'll be out the door, like, scratching at the fucking door, or the glass.
The best quality of life increase was the day that I didn't have my dog sleep in on the bed. It was like, you realize like what you go through, like trying to like, because you end up having to change sheets like every two days because these freaking things are like little hairy beasts and they're like the hairs everywhere and like drives you crazy. That I met my wife then dating at the time. She's like, yeah, I'm not sleeping with dogs in a bed. I'm like, okay, well, I'll choose her. Like, we're good with this.
Yeah, it's, you know, quality of life. How was the quality of life after kids, Jay?
I mean, up until quarantine, it was cool. Now that I've been trapped inside of my house with two young kids for the last, like, 12 months, I'm starting to lose my shit. I'm ready to learn.
You guys make tens of thousands of dollars on OnlyFans and shit. We make $100 on fucking here. And we got to deal with fucking kids.
So
I'm convinced that cam girls might have invented the coronavirus.
Yeah, they're it's. Oh, so that's. I have an idea, Dan, and because we had mentioned this before, but here's my idea. So all the crazy shit that happens out in the world today, and of course we all know like the QAnon thing. I think that under that theory, we should create triple XAnon. Triple XAnon. Like XAnon. And just
and why are you gonna fuck up? You fucked up Exotica by putting three X's in it. We can't advertise anywhere.
That's true. That's
one
true.
X, Jay.
If I could go back 14 years, I would take the three X's three out X, of the name Jay. Because
never go three X. Always stay one X.
It's so fucking. I mean, so show of hands, how many people have had a social media site take down their profile?
What do you mean?
Well, does work out?
Like Instagram, like your profile just disappeared one day.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Say so. That was does what's that? Dan.
Does work accounts.
Work accounts.
Yeah, like our Instagram.
Oh yeah. Well, so we've lost them all too. And by trying to get like, you know, with the three X's in the Exotica name, like when they ask you for your website, you're like, oh, it's Exotica Expo, and then they're like, oh, what's this three X's? Like, you know, we've been fucking banned and shadow banned and taken down and put up and. Now, granted, we did start the show by spamming MySpace back in the day. So, like, you know, at the end of the day, I guess we probably maybe are owed it, but or do it. But, yeah, it sucks to have to deal with all the time. So, anyways, I'm saying XAnon. So, the idea is that the quarantine or the pandemic was started by the adult business. And to be able to keep everybody inside and buying subscriptions to OnlyFans and every other paid site out there. So I think we got to flush it out a little bit, Dan, but I feel like if people can follow QAnon, we got to be able to trick some people.
I know. Sorry. My dog's here. My dog wants to show you her butthole. She got jealous.
Aww.
Oh, my God. So, Jay, what else you got this week? You got your videos this week?
Nope. No, because
we didn't do the news. We did the cat.
You were too high when I actually talked to you before the show. You don't remember me telling you I don't have videos today. So we usually pop on at like 4:30. Girls come in at like 4:45 and 15 minutes, Dan and I kind of catch up and go over some stuff, whatever. Today at 4:30, Dan took a giant rip off of his vape pen.
It was 4:20.
And then proceeded to cough for like 7 minutes. And then for the like 40 minutes running into the show, even the rundown of trying to tell these poor girls like what we were actually doing, he just starts like trailing off and it's like,
did I catch a niner in there somewhere?
Like what are you talking about?
Time out. All right. So first off, it was like 4:10 when you told me to come on because you had to show me something. You showed me the fucking bird video. Okay. I distinctly remember taking a giant hit of weed at 4:20 on the nose because I said it's 4:20. I did have a hit, and I did cough like a madman for about... That's 7 minutes, but for a good, like, maybe 14. Like 24 to 34 seconds.
34 seconds, give or take, you know.
To which I announced, fuck, I'm going to be really high now because I just coughed. About 7 minutes later, fuck, I'm really high right now because I coughed.
It's a professional show. Okay. Run here.
So it was professional, and, you know, that was it. Now, mind you, I was multitasking because I was getting text messages from my son. I was watching my daughter's high school basketball game on fucking live stream because you're not allowed to go there. Not that I could, because I'm a slave for fucking 1 hour a week to this fucking thing. You know, so in my defense, Jay, I had many reasons why I was distracted. It wasn't just that I was, like, fucked up.
Ari, you have a request for your cat to have more screen time, apparently. Maybe the cat needs an OnlyFans page. Like,
Aria, do I have your permission to act as your agent right now?
Go ahead.
For this. Okay. So, first off, what's his name? Daniel Bean? Bring your shit back up there. Daniel Bean, where are you?
Oh, wait. Oh,
that was the guy's name. It said Daniel Bean.
Okay, so here you go. Daniel Bean.
See? All right. Bean. So listen, Daniel Bean.
Mr. Bean.
It looks like you got a picture of a Porsche there. Am I correct in that assumption, Jay? I'm on a little tiny laptop.
I believe so. It's pretty small, too. But
Daniel Bean, if you had a Porsche, you can sure as hell afford to, A, give us a tip, and B, join Aria's OnlyFans or whatever. And you know what? Join Bella's OnlyFans.
Yeah, go for the trifecta, baby. Get all three of them.
So you got to tip us. Oh,
there you go.
Don't tip up the cow.
she already gave the money shot. Oh, see?
That's like doing anal on your first scene here.
I couldn't help it. I mean,
I was negotiating a big payday for you.
Seriously.
A rated dick fucking session for Bella. A tip for us.
Could have had at least $5 in Bitcoin.
For Chinese New Year.
Oh my God.
Now he's obligated.
And a proper burial for the hawk.
Oh God. That don't even want to talk about it. No.
Jay had to build a pilot house on top of his fucking Philadelphia abode. When he bought the crack neighbor's house.
Oh, so we're going to go into this now? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. But if you didn't have that third... See, there's a cat. Look at that.
Dude, so you could get, like, signing slicks done of the cat.
Yeah, she's very photographic.
Oh.
Dude, so you want to hear something cool? I went to Comic-Con a few years ago. I met Grumpy Cat.
What?
And you want to hear even something even better? The guy that
he was an asshole in real life.
Well, he's dead now, but the guy that was the security guard, Jay.
Right.
You know who's the security guard for Grumpy Cat?
Who?
Steve Becky.
No kidding.
He was the bodyguard and the security at Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con for Grumpy Cat.
Our buddy.
Right. Who had his own comic book. I actually got a signed copy for my daughter for that.
Grumpy Cat. Can you imagine the windfall as a cat owner? Like, you get that one cat, and literally all you got to do is, like, roll around and hope that cat, like, doesn't eat anybody's face when you pull them out of the holder, like, whatever. And
scalp off.
And that's it. Just sits there and looks pissed off. And it's just like, that's his, like, thing. And that, sorry, I was totally distracted. What was I just talking about?
Widget.
Sorry.
We're talking about Widget.
Widget. What? Yes.
Widgets.
Widgets.
Dude, you really just lost your train of thought?
Yeah, I totally did. I saw Boob like zoom in on me to my like bottom or Jay's, to my Jay's left like over fucking, here.
Like, Jay's like a fucking adolescent going through puberty.
Squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Sorry.
He gets into a hotel room. We won't tell that story what happens there.
No, we're not gonna tell. Dan, you can't just keep throwing out stories out there that you can't tell. And I'm not telling that one.
It's like Boob.
I'm going to give you three stories. This is a new segment. I'm going to give you three stories about Jay, and you have to decide which one of these is real, okay? Which one's the fake?
I do not approve of this game. I have no idea of this game. I don't want anything to do with this game.
Number one, he once threw up on Tone Loke's shoes.
Okay.
Number two, every time he checks into a hotel, the first thing he does is jerk off into a hotel towel because he can't do that at home. Three, after using a fleshlight, he puts it in the dishwasher. Which one is the fake?
The fleshlight one? I feel like those are supposed to be hand.
That's
washed.
Yours, okay? That's your guess?
But are you guessing which one did do or didn't
Shut
do?
Up, Jay. No, which one's the fake story? No, the fake story in that.
Okay. Yeah.
Fleshlight.
So she's guessing the Fleshlight. Aria? Which one?
Hand wash Fleshlight.
So which one do you think wasn't true? You don't think
he would put a Fleshlight in the dishwasher either? Well, the fake story there, folks, was he did not throw up on Tone Loc's shoes.
Oh.
Yes.
He met Tone. We had Tone Loc perform at Exotica New Jersey. No, Exotica Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And Exotica New Jersey, both.
Yes. Or he showed up to one. He got arrested at the airport.
He got arrested. That was Chicago when he got arrested.
Okay, so anyway. I did not throw up on Tone Loc's shoes. Yes, I do it to assert. I do it to assert dominance on the hotel room when I first show up. And three. What was the other one?
The Fleshlight.
It's such a shame. It's such a great toy that like after you finish it, you're just like, what choices have I made with my life? You know what I mean? Like what have I really done here? Choices. Like, you know, like right up until actual climax, greatest thing ever. The second that it's like done, you're sitting there, you got your shirt unbuttoned, you're in your, you know, desk chair, you got this piece of plastic attached to yourself. Like all of a sudden you're like, everything that I've done with my life is wrong. And so I took it and I put it in the dishwasher because I didn't want to actually take the minute to clean it, and it didn't work.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Also terrible when you know all the people that they're designed after and you kind of feel weird because you're like, you know, do you have any ones without anybody's name on them? Because that would make it a lot more comfortable.
Nameless whore.
Yeah. See, it's just because, I've always said, like, as from an outside perspective, I mean, we're a trade show production company. So we come in and we do Exotica. We kind of live in the adult world, you know, 4 weekends a year. But other than that, we're, you know, not necessarily on a weekly basis.
And, some of us are.
Yeah. Well, and so, yeah, when you get to know people over the years, it ruins it either way. Either they're great and you like them and you're like, all right, cool, we're homegirl, homeboy, like whatever. Now I kind of feel weird about that. Or you don't like them and you're like turned off by them, you know? So it kind of like, you know, so either way, like once you get to know people, you know, you're just, it kind of takes it out of the fantasy world and into the reality world. And then, you know, it's totally, totally different. So that's why I jerk off to Dan and only Dan.
He has his hard drive is filled with black cock.
Wait, what's the hard thing? Dan and I.
Yeah. What was the line from Ted 2? You ever see Ted 2? You guys have seen that, right? I just want to make sure here that, you know. Aria no, Bella yes. Ted 2 is the greatest movie. Aria, you need to watch that tonight. Did you like that movie?
I've seen Ted 1 and it was okay.
Here's a good question.
Ted 2 was great.
Bella's tattoos, a rundown of your tattoos. You have, I don't see a ton of tattoos.
Once again, when did we get the first
one? I guess he probably commented earlier and I didn't put it up, so.
Oh, tisk tisk.
Do you have a lot of tattoos?
Yeah, because I have long sleeves on right now, so that's why
That's probably his motion to try and get you to like take your shirt off.
Yeah, I get it. Like,
yeah, we cannot do that.
Like, oh, okay.
Right.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, I'm a Wu-Tang pizza. Yeah, obviously I'm not taking my shirt off because it's Periscope, buddy.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, by the way.
To my OnlyFans. It's $3 to join.
See, there you go. What a deal.
$3? $3 is pretty good. $3 doesn't get you a lot of shit these days.
No, you get, I literally have over 3,000 posts that you get immediately.
But it's the beauty of OnlyFans is that it's like a little bit from a lot of people versus a lot of bit from a little people, right? Like that's,
yeah. I mean, people run their pages all differently, but yeah, I'm definitely just about, you know, out to the masses.
I saw that too, where the people will have free pages and then they'll have like paid pages, or they have like free subscriptions, but then they sell content like on an individual like post basis versus like an actual membership.
Yeah. That's honestly how it is. Like some girls will have like a higher subscription and do like a lot of videos on their feed, but right. I do a low subscription and then I do like
more customs. Which is
it's just the videos I send within my messages. But I mean, honestly, I do lower prices. It's not, you know, to each their own of it. I used to do a lot higher price.
Have you ever thought about earning only $100 and then rolling it all into Bitcoin? Because if you have, I could tell you the way.
Yeah, I mean, everyone makes their own personal investment.
Oh, bad decision. Well, I mean, I guess a good decision, just unskillful at collecting money. I've realized that during quarantine, how much fucking work. Like, dude, you girls that do camming and OnlyFans and like your own content creation and that type of stuff. That shit's
serious.
What
are we doing wrong, ladies? In your opinion, what are we doing wrong here?
We don't have.
From your expert boobs. Ways, I mean, either one of you, please, both of you, please tell us what we're doing wrong.
Not enough butthole.
We need more butthole, Dan.
Yeah.
I volunteered, Dan. No, yeah. Dan. Listen, we're gonna need you to take one for the team. We're gonna put it up on our OnlyFans page. Picture of Dan's butthole.
I bleed Exotica pink
out of his butthole.
But I draw the line at butthole.
Oh, Dan, what?
I draw the line. That's my bugaboo.
Show more of your pink.
Yeah, seriously, so Dan.
My dog.
All dick, no pink.
Come on, Dan.
Wrong market.
Jay, why don't you send
that's
100%.
It's 100% what it is. It's
Jay,
like,
why don't you send Bella a dick pic right now and have her rinse your penis?
Oh my God, no. No, no.
Would you give one comp just for Jay?
Just for you, Jay. I don't want a beautiful Chinese wife. Absolutely
not. You know what? I honestly have not taken a dick pic in over a decade.
Ever?
Like, but I don't even think a phone was on. Like, I don't even think I had a camera on a phone. Like, I must have taken one or something. Camera? But like, it's been so long that I couldn't even begin to try and remember what. Like doing it, Dan.
I'll be the
you?
First one to admit. I think penises are fucking ugly.
Well, I mean,
they're just. I mean, it's just not like you know. It's like you don't look at it and just say like, "Oh, that's a nice penis."
I disagree
because there are some that you see. You're just like, "Oh, yeah, that's not like okay." But then they're good looking penises, even as a like, heterosexual like man. Looking. Well, I mean, honestly, most guys that do, you know, adult, for a good portion of them have like attractive penises, or else they, it's like putting an ugly person up at like, you know, the Miss America contest. Like, it just, that shit doesn't happen. Like, more than likely.
Some people are into that.
Jay, is that there right now?
True. What's that, Dan? What'd you say?
Is Ted in the room with you?
No.
Is Ted there?
No.
Okay, because I was going to tell him to slap you.
What? No, dude. Come on, Dan. Don't be too far over on the Kinsey scale. Like, there are more attractive and less attractive penises, even to heterosexual men.
Well, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are that.
That's all I'm saying.
You don't look at a dick and say, "Ooh, that's as a straight guy." You don't look at a dick and say,
"No." You're more than likely to say, like, you only really notice it if it's a train wreck, and you don't really see train wrecks that often because you know it's not going to really be something that's shown to the masses.
Broadcast. Dude, you're all over Reddit. They don't show have like a subreddit of freaking.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I just wouldn't. I'm not in the business for finding bad looking penises. Like that's, you know, I'm not trying to hunt one now.
Bella is. I mean, Bella, you had to see one. No, one time. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with you, son?
What?
No. Or subsequently, the other side, do you see them and you're like, that's actually a pretty good looking penis.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, like, so there's so many different, you know, members and stuff like that. There's some guys that I'm just like, damn, you're pretty good looking. Don't know why you're, like, sitting at home fucking wanking off to me, you know, like, go out there. But it's like, you know, it's all different. There's people that are just married and want to live that fantasy and all that. And there's, you know, some guys where I'm just like, damn, I can see why you're, like, giving me a lot of money right now. So it's like,
have you ever seen one where it's, like, hidden in the bush? Like, the bush is just so big and it's so little that just.
I see it all, Jay.
Okay.
I see it all, man. Like, there's,
like a cashew
guys
wheat farm.
Having, like, fupas. Like, it's, there's a lot of things I want to say, but I'm like, baby, you look so damn good.
Oh my God. I can only imagine. That's
so you're not she's not an honest dick raider, Jay.
She will be.
Where's your integrity, Bella?
I told you I used to be honest, and that's not what they want to hear, you know? So I'm honest to a point. I will tell you, I'll look at your dick.
That shit looks like a train wreck. You should get that checked out.
That that ain't gonna make me that queen. No, no, no. They don't want to hear. They don't want to hear that. If that's what right. they wanted to hear. Then they're like, hey, I want to be humiliated. But like, if a guy's coming in there, you know, that's like you going to a strip club and a girl like, you know, coming and saying some fuck shit to you. Like, that's not what you're there for. Like, I'm here to provide a service, and I'm gonna provide it.
Aria, what's the craziest thing a guy's ever said to you? Like on, you know, in like slid into your DMs and just said like, did this guy just really say that?
I've had guys ask me about like, oh, do period customs, fart customs.
I got that literally just today.
Weird stuff. People are crazy.
Could you rate my fart?
Hey, fart. Hold on. Which one did you do?
Send me a fart video.
Wait,
like,
what?
I don't want to say its name, but like the Echo device that's in my room.
Right.
Like, my girlfriend will just be over here and she'll just like all of a sudden she'll start saying, Alexa, play fart sounds. Oh, shit. Alexa, stop.
Fart sounds by Airbnb.
There you go.
You hear it?
Fart sounds. So how can I help?
Wait, hold on. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Echo, play a squeaky balloon fart.
This is what we've descended to.
Echo, stop. Alexa, stop.
I'm gonna. We're all down with like, you know, smoking weed and like drinking beers at this show. I'm gonna start using harder drugs. We need to like. This is what it's descended to.
Jay's gonna mainline. Yeah, I'm gonna like, mess it up. I'm
tying one off and like going for it. All right, so I'm gonna call it once Dan starts talking to Alexa. So my question here is, Aria, where can people find more about you?
You can find me as seen right here on Twitter at the Aria Carson, Instagram Aria X Carson, and of course my paid OnlyFans at Aria X Carson and my free one at Aria Carson.
Is that the gang symbol? My free ones.
Free one. Free one. Yeah. What? All right, Bella. How about you? Bella. Here we go.
Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Yeah, so Brady underscore Bella 69 for Twitter, baby girl Bella 33 for Instagram. You can just go to onlybella.com for my OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
But you want it all, go to allmybella.com. I have all my links.
Yeah, there you go. All my Bella. And Dan, what is your OnlyFans page?
My OnlyFans is I hate hawk killers.
Oh, dude. I'm not gonna talk about this. Seriously, this is how I started the show. I'm not going to end it like this. I got more self-respect.
Jay, we will end on a slightly somber note. We just do want to give a moment of silence here for the one and only Larry Flint, passed away the other day.
Yep.
One of the only people in the business that I didn't get to meet that I would have.
I got to meet him, and he was nice. He was a nice guy, whatever. He was like, get this fucking big goon away from me, but. Deep down, but he was actually pretty nice when I met him a couple
and a
times.
Pioneer. And I mean, that dude.
A pioneer. And you know, and a guy who fought for First Amendment rights, for the freedom of speech. CJ, when I want to, I can get this shit together like that, motherfucker.
Yep. Yeah, because your high wore off. It's now an hour later. There you go. Jumping right back into it.
I'm not a quitter, Jay. I'm not a quitter. But anyway, guys, go check us out at exoticaexpo.com where you can find out all your Exotica shit. All the dates we're doing, we got July, we got Exotica Chicago, September, we got Exotica Miami, October, and Exotica New Jersey.
Jersey.
And, December, Exotica DC, our first show in the nation's capital. Woo! Fuck yeah. Fuck that's going to be some fun shit.
That's right. I'm ready.
And by the way, guys, Senators get in half price. You heard it here first.
Fuck that. They're twice as expensive.
We do Ladies Free Friday in all our shows. We're going to do Congressman Free Friday.
I like it. It makes total sense. You
like that shit?
I do.
It makes total sense. It's going to be good. It's going to be some good shit. Next week on our show, guys, who do we have, Jay? Next week we have Tindra Frost and a guest to be named later because you know why? Somebody was supposed to do it and they canceled on us. But we thank you for not canceling on us, ladies.
By the way,
we thank you for not walking off of our show like Sarah Vandella.
It's the worst.
We thank you for being real and being true, true patriots and supporters of the arts. I don't know.
Yes. There we go. Hey. Oh my god, man. That's it. That's I don't know,
Dan. Oh, Jay.
I'm Jay.
What
I'm gonna have you meet with HR because I think this is unacceptable. All right.
You know what, everybody out there, wear your mask, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week.